Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So, last night I fell asleep early. We're doing this, this Bible, like, it's like a breakdown. It's called The Power for Abundant Living, but it's a breakdown of the Word, and I really enjoy it. It's a couple hours, like 2 days a week, so it's like a 16-hour total thing, and there's so much in the Word when you start reading it, and it's such a blessing, and even if you've read something 1,000 times, when somebody breaks it down, everybody has different perspectives when it comes to what their interest is in the Word. And how God moves them to teach on whatever it is they're teaching. And it's just such a blessing to kind of get back into it and to just get some new information, I guess. But I was reading this morning, I have a Holy Bible that's from Lambza. It's a Lambza translation. And I was reading it this morning, and I don't know. I figured I'd just read it. I liked it. And I will go from there. If you go to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, it says, "A soft word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." If these proverbs are rules, these are rules that govern life. And I always think that, I just think that's wonderful. These are governing rules of the cosmos. It doesn't matter what you think, this is how it is. And God says that a soft word, it will turn away wrath. If you can learn to control your tongue and control how hard you come at people. I've been in like psycho mode lately. We're in the middle of a mood, and so I become totally crazy. And between all the work and that, and managing everything, I'm nuts. A little harsh tongued, and that's the point. Knowing, just reading this, a soft word turns away wrath. If you're dealing with a lot of contentions, a lot of little arguments, or a lot of big arguments, monotone your voice. Calm it down a little bit. Soften it up. See what happens. See the results of it. Verse 2, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out curses. Now, this is going to go through what a good man is. It's going to go through what the mouth of the wise are, or what God looks at wisdom as, and what God looks at foolishness as. And you'll see as I keep going. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the bad. God sees everything. If you don't know that already, God sees everything. And just know that you're, I don't want to say being watched, but He sees. Verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, or that which sustains your life. And he who eats of its fruits shall be filled with it. If you speak wholesomely, you're going to be more of a joyful person. You're going to be filled with goodness. It is what it is. Verse 5, a fool mocks his father's instruction, but he who regards reproof is prudent. A lot of people can't take reproof, and this is one of those that you got to wrap your mind around if you're not easy to take it. I notice this with my brother. When I ask him to do something or when I tell him something is wrong, he immediately balks back at me. It doesn't matter what it is. And I'm not judging him. It's fine. It's just, you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. You got to be careful with that immediate retort. I watch kids do this all the time with their parents. Makes me crazy. I want to just knock them out, but in a loving way. But when that it's that initial reaction, you got to take care of. You got to roll back if you're that type of person. And it's not me that's saying it. God tells you to do it. You got to change your life to what God says and not what you think. Because God's word is that which stands. In the house of the righteous is much strength, but the crops of the wicked shall be destroyed. The lips of the wise utter knowledge, but the hearts of fools are unjust. I think you can kind of tell if a person has it together or not, is just or unjust. And what do you listen to? What are you putting in your mind? Who are you following? Who are you being influenced by? Who is that person, and is it a good, are they a good person? Are they, is it something good to be influenced from? Verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. And I love this because, number one, the prayer of the upright delights God. When you pray, it delights God, especially those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And this doesn't say pray to Jesus Christ. This says pray to God. You pray to God and that's his delight. But I also like that the sacrifice of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Those people are still sacrificing to the Lord. But they're wicked. And God knows that. I'm saying that you. It doesn't matter what people do outwardly. It doesn't matter what their outward expression is. It's the inward. It's their inward consciousness. It's their inward thoughts towards God, which is godliness. The relationship they had with God that matters. You have to be careful with who you follow in life. You got to be careful with the steps that you take. And it's not because you're going to go to, you know, you're not going to heaven. That's not the point. It's because of what type of life you want to live. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be around? Do you want to be upright in God's eyes? Do you actually care what God cares about? Is it about God in your life? Is God number one or are you number one? Are your thoughts number one? You just got to choose. And there's one way that walks towards life, and it walks towards life in all of its manifestations. And if you're walking towards it, you know what that means. And there's another one that walks towards the state of death, the carnal nature. And if you're walking that way, you don't even know what I'm talking about. And that's fine. But that's just the way it is. God is a wonderful God, has so much for us, each and every one of us. And it's a blessing to have him on our side. Yeah, have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And have a beautiful day praying with thanksgiving. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the trip today. That it's a blessing. I can get there and get back, and it's quick and easy, and the chairs look beautiful, and just for everything that you do for us. I pray and ask that you help my brother out and get these chairs done, and that they're done easily and simply, and that tomorrow is a blessing. I also pray for everything that's going on Friday it's the correct path as far as what everybody's supposed to do. And I just thank you for the life that you've given me. I thank you for allowing me to do what I do. And I'm very, very grateful for your word and all those people that study it and read it and everything. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.